The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 4th, 1975, on the island of Mauritius.
Durasayaji Vahirathamanina अंधाजथांधी रूपनीयमाना तेपि इसतंत्रा उरुदामनी बंधा. The people in general, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. And still, they are leaders. That is the defect of the modern civilization. It is the defect of material world, but especially in this Kali Yuga, it is the most abominable fallen age, just like there are different seasons in the year. Summer, rainy season, then winter season, autumn, spring, like that. So, formerly, in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000s of years. Then, in the Treta Yuga, they used to live for 10,000 years. And in the Dwapar Yuga, they used to live for 1,000 years. That is the maximum. And in the Kali Yuga, they can live up to 100 years. That is also not completed. With the advancement of Kali Yuga, the duration of life, bodily strength, memory, mercifulness, religious sense, in this way everything will be reduced. And the duration of life will be reduced so much so that it is stated in the Bhagavad that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a grand old man. And there will be not available, especially rice, wheat, meal, sugar. These are stated. This is Kali Yuga. So, the nature of this material world is that without knowing the goal of life, they become leaders. Material world, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. They do not know what he is. That is the defect. Dehātma-buddhi. Everyone, all over the world, they are thinking in terms of this body. Accidentally, somehow or other, because I have got this Indian body, I am thinking I am Indian. And another person, he has got the American body from America. This land also we have demarcated. That is also our creation. Otherwise, the land belongs to God. We have created this. This is America, this is India, this is England, this is Germany. But actually, every land belongs to, every land, sea, sky belongs to God. Isavasamidam sarvam. That is Vedic civilization. Everything belongs to God. Ishavasamidam sarvam. That is Krishna consciousness. People should be free to move in Krishna consciousness. Everything actually belongs to Krishna. But we have got restriction because we see this is America, this is India, this is They have been described here as Andha, that Andhai Rupani Amara. These leaders are themselves blind, and they are leading others blindly. General public, they are blind, and the leaders are also blind. Andha Jathandhi Rupani Yamana. Why they are blind? Because they do not know what is the aim of life. Nate Bidu. Nate Bidu. Sarthaka thing. Everyone is self-interested. That's very good. You are self-interested, I am self-interested. But you do not know what is your self-interest. Therefore you are blind. That is it described here, that these blind leaders, they do not know. Well, they are especially mentioned Andha Jathandhi Upaniyaman. The leaders, they lead others. Jajjadācharati sreshtha tattadeva itarejana. Leaders are responsible because jajjadācharati sreshtha, those who are leaders, whatever they do, they perform, common men follow them. Therefore they must be very perfect. Common men follow the leaders. If the leaders are themselves imperfect, then what will be the position of the common man? Here it is said that because the leaders, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life, therefore common man, people in general, they are being misguided. Suppose a blind man leads some other blind man, what will be the reason? Both of them will meet danger. That is the reason. Because why they are doing very nicely with great cautiousness? No, but they do not know that they are bound up by the laws of nature. Steti isatantra urudami baddha. They cannot divert their attention or deviate from the laws of nature. That is not possible. So they are under the laws of nature. They do not know why the laws of nature are acting in a different way against their will. Suppose I do not wish to die. Why laws of nature forcing me to die? Nobody wants to die. So you cannot surpass the laws of nature. Therefore Krishna presents in the Bhagavad Gita that you are trying to solve the problems of life, but here are the real problems of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. The real problem is that there is death, there is birth, there is old age, and there is disease. This is real problem. That problem is due to this material body. Therefore, our real problem is that we have got this material body, but we have no sense that within this material body, I am the spirit soul living. So how to get out of this material body and again revive our spiritual body? Spiritual body is already there. How to become free from the bondage of this material body and become free again in spiritual life? That is real problem. That they do not. Who knows? Bring any big leaders, ask him, do you know what is the problem of life? They do not know. Therefore it is said, nothing we do, sarthaka thing he does know. Therefore, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is preaching back to Godhead. Not go forward for meeting again and again birth, death, old age and disease. That this portion of problem we have already discussed yesterday. Puna puna charvita charvanana. Puna puna charvita charvanana means chewing the chew. You have got in sugar cane many quantity. If somebody chewed the sugar cane, took out the juice, and if the remnants is thrown away, what will get by chewing again that remnants? So, puna puna charvita charvanana. By our activities, we are being placed under the laws of material nature. Pakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Infecting different modes of material nature. Just like if you infect, that this morning some medical officer came to inject me about the yellow fever. So, why this injection, vaccine, against the disease? That means if I infect this yellow fever, I will have to suffer. Similarly, the modes of material nature are three: satogun, rajogun, tamogun. And as we are infecting ourselves with the three kinds of modes of material nature, you are getting different types of bodies. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma jodishu. I am put into these laws of material nature, and as I am acting under the influence of different modes of material nature, I am getting a type of body. That is my material position. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Kathadehantara prati dhirasattva namayati. We have to change this body. Death means changing body. You are changing body. Every moment, every second, are getting a new body, imperceptibly. And the last change of this body is taken as death, transmigration of the soul. But nobody knows what kind of change is going to happen in my next body or next life. But there is change of body. Dehantara prapti, just like I was a child, now I have got another body. The body is changed. Similarly, when this body will be finished, then I will get another body. This is a fact. If we cannot understand, then we have to take it from authority. To understand, because understanding means taking knowledge from the authority. So Krishna says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanangjara tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti is there, information. So how can we deny that there is no life after death? There is. But nobody is caring to understand what is my next life. Is going to happen today. I am maybe in a very big position, and tomorrow, if I am going to be a tree, here we are sitting very comfortably in this room, and just a few years after there is a tree, he cannot move an inch even, and he has to stand there in cyclone, in scorching heat, in everything. Why we are both of us, we are living entities. Why he has got this body, I have got this body, and one may have better body than me. Why there are so many 8,400,000 species of life at different position? Why this is? There is no such inquiry. There is no such knowledge. Therefore, they have been described here as andha, blind. They do not know the goal of life. That we are part and parcel of God, mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta. Somehow or other, we have come in material contact. Now, it is our duty to get out of these laws of material. Isha-tantra, under certain condition. Just like under certain condition, a criminal is put into the prison house. So it is his duty to know that I have committed this criminal activity, therefore I have been put into this jail or prison life. Somehow or other complete it and let me decide not to commit again any criminal act so that I may be put again into prison life. This is intelligence. Similarly, we should be educated how we have been put into this material conditional life and how we can get out of it, and then again in our spiritual life we can go back to home, back to Godhead. That is, that should be the aim of life. But nate vidu, they do not know. The progress should be towards Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Back to home, back to God. They do not know. Why? Because durasaya. They are thinking that we shall make adjustment in this material life and we shall be happy. Durasaya ji bohirato. Bohi means external. This material world is the external energy of God. And the spiritual world is the internal energy of God. So we are in the external energy of God. The external energy of God means, although we are eternal, we have to accept different types of body according to our desire, according to our tendency to enjoy this material world. Therefore, that facility is given in this material world. In the spiritual world, there is only one end. They are all eternal servitors of the Supreme Personality of God. They have no other desire. That is spiritual world. So you can transform this material world into spiritual world if you have got only aim to please the Supreme Personality of God. Then it can be transformed into spiritual world. Although spiritual world is differently situated, parastasmat subhava anna bhaktya bhaktya sanatana, there is another nature which is spiritual world. They have no information, but we get information from Bhagavad Gita and other shastras. The spiritual world is still bigger. This material world is the 1/4 of the God's creation. And the spiritual world is the 3/4. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekamsena sthitu jagat. When Arjuna inquired about Krishna's vibhuti, his opulence, he summarized, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna. Vishtabhya idam krishnam ekangsina sthitu. My dear Arjuna, how long I shall describe you about my opulence? I summarize it that this material world is only 1/4 manifestation of my opulence. Ekangsina sthitu. This material world means you are. We have got experience about this universe, up to the sky, as far as we can see the horizon. This is one universe. And there are millions of universes like this. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita, that jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Jasya prabha, the Lord's effulgence, is Brahma effulgence. Within that Brahma effulgence, there are innumerable universes. Jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this Brahmanda. Anda, it is round. It is not flat. Anda, just like egg. Koti. Koti means innumerable. And in each universe, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shu asesa vasudhadi. In each brahmanda there are unlimited number of planets and stars. Asesa vasudhadi. Vibhuti bhinnam. And each planet is differently situated. Each planet has got specific, atmosphere, specific arrangement, just like the sun globe. The sun globe is fiery. the moon planet, it is very pleasing. There is also fire, but it is surrounded by cold atmosphere. Therefore it is very pleasing. So, vibhuti bhinnam, each every planet has got different atmosphere. And each and every planet, there are different kinds of living entities, just suitable for that atmosphere. Don't think that in the sun planet there is no life. There is also life. If there is no life, how Krishna says that imam vivasati yuvam pratyavan aham abhyam. Vivasate means the king of sun planet is known as Vivasa. So Krishna spoke with him. So how he can say there is no life? So this is material world. Many millions of universes. In another place it is said, jasyaika nishasita kalamatha valamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. So we have to take information from the authoritative literature, what is the position of this material world, the spiritual world, God, and His relationship with us, our position. This is real knowledge, and not that a knowledge that how to live. Living condition is fulfilled by the nature's way. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. They are not concerned how to eat, how to sleep. They know by nature's arrangement, there is already arrangement. Just like the birds in the morning, they rise up early in the morning. They are not concerned where they will eat. They know there is already arrangement for eating. The elephants in Africa, they know that God has already arranged for their eating 40 kilos at a time. The ants within the room, they know that there is already arrangement. So if God has arranged for everyone 8 million different species of life or forms of life, why not for human being? There is arrangement. But in human being is advised to do certain things. They must do it. Then there is no question of scarcity. There is, everything is arranged there. Just like Krishna says, annad bhavanti bhutan. You produce your food grains so that the animals and the man both will be happy. But if you don't produce food grains, if you produce sugar cane, then how they will be satisfied? Food grains must be produced. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Dasastra vidhimusita vartate kamakar. If you do not follow the instruction of the Shastra, Shastra means the instruction of God, then na siddhim savahi, such civilization will never be perfect. Na siddhim savahi, na sukham, neither they will be happy. Na parangati, neither they will be elevated back to home, to back to God. This is the defect. Therefore, we should try to understand what is the goal of life. But that we do not know. Nati, vidu, sartha, the thing we must know. By their own blind intelligence, they are trying to adjust things within this material world, and they are being failure repeatedly. Still, they have no sense. So, those who are actually leaders of the society, they should be sensible, they should take advice, instruction from the most perfect personality, Krishna, and adjust things, then they will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Are you sure that you are right to what
you're doing? He's asking that we are sure we are right in what we are saying.
Are you sure that you are right? I'm sure because I'm not speaking my words. I'm speaking from the authority. Therefore I'm sure.
You are sure somebody else is
Now your question is, are you sure? So I am sure, because just like a small child, he does not know what is this. He asks, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "My dear child, it is called a ring." So I heard from my father, it is called a ring. And if I say it is ring, then I am sure. I don't say it is something else. I heard it from my father that it is called a ring. So if I call a ring, it is truth. I may be child, but because I have heard from my father, who is not a child, he is mature, and he gives me the knowledge, this is called ring, and if when I say this is ring, that is perfect. You can say that you are a child, how do you know it is ring? But if he says, my father has said, this is ring, then it is perfect. Similarly, we are not talking anything manufacturing. I think, we don't say like that. Because I know I have no value. But we say what the authority says, Krishna says. That is our position. Therefore, you are sure.
You have just said that in the moon there is a cold atmosphere and there is still living entity there. You see, but what the Americans have said, you see, because they have sent man there, even rockets there, satellites.
I understand. Your authority is American, my authority is Shastra. That is the difference. That is the difference. That means your authority is American. You say through the words of the American. You have not experience. Your position, you have no experience. My position, I have no experience. But you accept the American's authority and I accept the Shastra as authority. That is the difference. That is up to you, whether you accept American or the Shastra. That is up to you. But you cannot say, because you have learned from America, therefore it is correct.
But they have revealed to the world that there is no living entity there. The Shastra,
you see, there is. Why? The reason does not say so. Why there is no living entity? We see living entity are everywhere. Why say that there is no living entity? These fellows, therefore your authorities are these fellows. These fellows will say something now and after 10 years they will change. These fellows are like that.
According to science, it is said that the
according to science means American science or Russian science. That's all.
The sun, you see, is a ball of fire. Nothing can exist there. According to what you are saying.
No, we have got information. Even in the fire, there are living entities. Why? Because in the Bhagavad Gita, you find the constitutional position of the living entity that it does not become burnt. So how you can say that in the fire, what is the verse? No, in the second chapter there is. Description of the living entity we find.
Something
The living entity is find out. Achidyam adachayam. Find it.
Achejo yam adhayo yam aklejo shosha evacha nitya sarvakatak stanur achalo yam sanatana. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So if he is all-pervading and if he is unburnable, then how it is possible that in the fire he does not exist? It cannot be burned and it is everywhere. Sarvaga. And we find also, when we go on the sea, beach, on, within the sand, there is life. Now it is up to you to accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita, or authority of the Americans, that is it. We follow the authorities of Bhagavad Gita. Adajayam, it cannot be burnt. And from reason also, there in the water there are living entities, in the air there are living entities, in the earth there are living entities. So the material elements are five: earth, water, fire, air and sky. So if everywhere there is living entities, fire is also one of the material elements. Why not in the fire? What is the reason? And Bhagavad Gita says, adajayam, it is never burned. So why do you think like that? Then in the fire there is no living entity. Therefore, they have been described as blind. Andha jathandri vipunyamala. They are blind and they are leading other blind men. But they do not know what is the laws of nature, how things are going.
About all the words that you said about Krishna and God, if someone is a cruel man, he never expects in God. And all that we say for the man that you are saying, pass from her right ear and get out from it. He always in his life all was difficult for him. But when he died,
I cannot follow him.
What about his soul? Did God welcome it to the paradise, or his soul have always in the air and makes people think that he is a devil's man?
If a man does not understand God in this lifetime, is he still accepted by God? He's not. What he is hearing does not comprehend.
God is everywhere, and God is with you also. God knows you, and he is trying to guide you, but you do not know him.
You just say that the soul takes rebirth when it dies.
Yes.
Therefore, what's the soul? God rebirth is so that you will make always difficult thing in life and would not think in God or what God do with his soul.
Soul is there, God is there. When you take rebirth, God is also there. He is trying to guide you. You are desiring, yeah, just like I want to enjoy like this. And God is giving you facility, all right, enjoy like this. Just like driver, you asking driver, please take me to this place. So driver is taking you to that place. Similarly, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the God is situated in everyone's heart, core of the heart. Brahman sarvabhutani, and he is causing the troubling of the living entity. Jantrarudhani maya, on a machine which is given by this material nature. So this body is just like a machine, motor car. And Krishna is a driver, charioteer. And as you are desiring, he is driving your car in the same way, or he is supplying a different type of car. In this way, your life after life, you are trying to satisfy your senses. Krishna is giving you the facility. God is giving you the facility. But he is asking you that give up this business nonsense, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. He is simply finding out the opportunity how to say that this ultimate truth of life. So our business is, instead of traveling in different cars and fulfill our whimsical desire, better surrender to God and abide by His order and be happy.
Did Krishna know when he dies that he will reverse?
Krishna knows everything. There is no question.
Oh, did he know that he will reverse and then come to us and to preach us and to make all that?
He is preaching always. He is preaching always, do this like this. Just like Bhagavad Gita is open to everyone. That is his preaching. But we are not accepting. That is our fault. Otherwise he is preaching always.
But if man be part and parcel of God, how do you explain the evil deeds of man?
Because he likes to do that.
That means God also likes to do evil?
No. God gives simply facility, that's all.
Therefore, the verse has the same power as God.
Not same power, but it has got a little independence.
It exists on earth?
Yes, independence. By misusing the independence, he can, just like a child, a small child, and his father, the father gives the little child little independence. But the child is not as powerful as the father. But still the father, out of affection, he gives little independence to the child. Even to the dogs, the master gives a little independence to the dog. That is affection.
But if you see this affection, the child is doing something wrong, say for example he has taken a knife to do, and that is plays somebody.
Father says, don't do it.
Yeah.
But if you do it at your risk.
But if Krishna is guiding us, that's what we will do.
But you don't accept Krishna's guidance, that is the difficulty. That's why you are taking the guidance of Americans. You are elderly man, educated man, you prefer to take guidance from the Americans, not from Krishna. So what can be done? That is Krishna's ill luck and your misfortune. What can be done? All right, chant Hare Krishna.
Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 3rd, 1975, on the island of Mauritius.
They do not study all this science, why there are so many varieties of life, of different grades,
the living entity,
where from they are coming.
The living entity then in the tree is actually conscious of its condition of life.
Huh?
The living entity inside the tree is actually conscious of its condition of life.
Not advanced consciousness, but he's conscious.
Separate.
He feels.
It shocked a lot of people when they made the test of bringing a scissor to a plant and they put some electrodes on it and they found that the plant was reacting with fear.
Yeah. That machine has been discovered by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. He discovered this wireless telegram radio. But Marconi took from him and British government helped him. Britishers were advertising outside India that Indians are uncivilized, therefore we are making them civilized, that we should stay there, don't object. Because in United Nations they are asking why you are occupying India. But they used to forward this argument that these people are uncivilized, we are making them civilized. Now how there should be Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose? Yeah, therefore they used to suppress all it. Everything Indian wanted to do, they would suppress. Big business, this mining, they would suppress. This Morarji, Sumadhumaji, her father-in-law started that. He had to face so many impediments from the Britishers to start the shipping company. Formerly there was no shipping company in India. Now, before that there was shipping, not shipping company, but navigation was there from India to Rome, Greece and Turkey. There was a regular business of spices and fine cloth. Later on, this larger scale shipping industry, that was done by the Europeans. So when Indian wanted to start, they would suppress. The Tata iron industry, he had to face so many difficulties. Formerly, even if you wanted to bring some iron frame, it would come from Sheffield.
From where?
Sheffield.
Oh, England.
England. So everything Indian required, they would supply. And they would govern. And they would exploit. Therefore they became so rich. Simply by exploiting India and Indian soldiers, they expanded empire, Africa, Burma. That's all Indian exploitation. Indian men, money and exploitation. As soon as they lost India, they lost the whole empire.
Now they're also
suffering. Huh? That must be. They will be suffering more and more. They will be beggars. They have done so much sinful activities for expanding their empire. Now they will have to become beggars. And within 200 years everything finished. They started their exploitation from 18th century and in the 20th century everything changed. The French people and the English people. This is also one of the examples. Both the nations came here to exploit. That was the competition in the French people and the English people. They would go for colonization, fight, and start. America was also that. Canada, everywhere. But because they were their own men, they are given dominion status. Greedy. Almost free.
Greedy.
Huh?
Very greedy. At one time, all of Africa was controlled by the European nations.
Yes.
Completely.
Mainly this French.
French, British, Germans, Dutch. Portuguese, Dutch, Spanish.
In South Africa, the British also tried to take over South Africa. There was a war called the Boer War.
Yeah.
So during World War I and World War II, many of the South Africans, they actually sided with the Germans because they were against the English so much.
Africans in black Africa. No?
No, South Africans, they were Europeans.
Well. Oh.
The British started the first concentration camp. They took these Afrikaners, as they call them, Europeans. They put them on an island called St. Helena. That was actually the first concentration camp by the British.
Still, even the opposite party, they're not disgusted. This is material life is not very peaceful. They're not disgusted.
Now they're thinking we'll be independent.
Yeah, they're trying to be right. Independent. And just like India has got independent, and now the position is emergency. They do not think in this way that independence or dependence were actually dependent under the laws of nature. That they do not think. They are thinking, the same example as I gave, that this boil is here, why not here? It is very painful. Like that. They have no sense that so-called dependence or independence, he is to suffer. That he does not know. Mula na bhijana.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that he's everything and that he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So this verse, Mura Yang Nabi Jananti, that the Muras, they can't perceive Krishna. So actually, it's simply that we're covered, isn't it? But Krishna is always there.
Krishna is always there. Yoga Maya Samabhita. He does not know Krishna. On account of being covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya. Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya. But we can make them all happy by Krishna knowledge if they follow our instructions, even in this material form. Purnam sukhaya. Full happiness we can give if they follow our instructions.
They have still so many doubts.
Huh?
They have so many doubts.
What is the doubt? Doubt means they cannot drink, they cannot continue slaughterhouse. They cannot continue brothels. That's all. This is their love. But how this thing should be maintained? This is our life. But that is doubt. And that is the difficulty. As soon as we say, no, this, they are in danger. I mean, Marcus of Jetland, it is impossible to give up. This is our life. There is the difficulty. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. They cannot think of, especially the Westerners, that without these things one can live. There are so many our disciples left, Rai Rama left. Swamiji is denying the primary necessities of life. This is the primary necessity of life. Illicit sex, meat eating, drinking, gambling. They cannot think that a man can live without these things. Therefore people are wonderful. How he's turning these Europeans, Americans to this standard. That is their wonder. Nobody can think of that these things can be given up. And one can avoid it. It is dream. Your government, American government is also surprised that we have spent so much money for stopping this LSD and this man by saying his disciples are giving up. Judas also mentioned it. That is a surprise. How these things can be given up? It is impossible.
You once said in Geneva that no one has died by giving up smoking.
Yes. Actually, that is a fact. You have given up these four bad things. What is your wrong heart? Rather, you become bright-faced. But they will not give it up. They think it is impossible.
They say we have just undergone some religious conversion and become fanatical. And therefore we've given
up. Why don't you become fanatical?
Although it says in the Bible even that one should praise the Lord's name with cymbals and drums.
They have no concern with Bible and God and everything. They simply are presenting. What is the use of quoting about Bible? They don't care for Bible. The European Americans have rejected, thrown out, kicked out Bible because it's unscientific. Actually, they do not accept. Although they call themselves Christian, they do not accept anything from Bible. That is, Bible is finished.
Right.
There is no meaning of Bible. Simply for that sectarian prestige, they say Bible. But actually, they have nothing to do with Bible. What do you think? Huh?
Yes, it's true.
They do not go to the church, but they come to us for arguing with Bible. Just see, what is the meaning? The churches have closed. Nobody goes. And they come to argue with us with Bible. That means the devils have scripture. They're devils and they're quoting from Bible.
So many people who come to our program, they're Christians. There may be 75% who come, they're all Christians.
That's all right. We don't discriminate whether he's Christian. We take everyone as human being. So what do they say? They also quote Bible?
They say that they please tell them, you just listen to me and forget about the Bible.
No.
And the priests are having...
And who are you? Then I can say also, if you hear me, forget about Bible. Everyone can say. Why the priest? Where from the priest has come? Has he dropped from the sky? That's, everyone can say, My dear priest, you hear me. Don't talk of yourself. You hear me. Everyone can see. Huh? How things will be adjusted. The priest is also a man. I am also a man. If he can say like that, I can say like that. Then we'll make adjustment. He's correct. How it will adjust? If everyone will propose something, and we'll say, now, out of so many proposals, this is correct. That means chaotic condition. If everyone says, what I say, you hear, then we'll hear. Everyone will say only. We'll hear. That is going on, actually. And Rascal Vivekananda says, everyone's opinion is good.
Yatamattatupaya.
This is going on. Everyone will say something and it is all right. However nonsense it may be, it is all right. Even Gandhi follows that philosophy. Therefore he invented another philosophy, non-violence, which is impossible. When Hindus approached him that you have got so much influence over the Mohammedans, so why not stop cow killing? He said, it is a religious principle, how can I interfere? This.
Rishi Gauraksha. Krishna orders in Bhagavad Gita, Gauraksha.
And he is considered to be a great scholar in Bhagavad Gita. And when cow protection was requested, he said that, how can I do it? It is a religious thing. And he is a great big scholar in Bhagavad Gita. All nonsense going on. Whole world is full of nonsense, mudhas. Beginning from Gandhi to any rascal, all of them rascals. Perhaps this is the first time we are detecting, here are all rascals. The first time, they were the enemy of everyone. We call everyone rascal. Gandhi rascal, Vivekananda rascal, Aurobindo rascal. So, actually they are. But people are thinking, these people say all big, big men rascals, therefore they are rascals.
The average man doesn't have the intelligence to discriminate between an intelligent man and a fool. He'll listen
now
to
we have got this from the standard, test you, Krishna. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is Duskitinam Mudha. We have no difficulty.